Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about something I found myself talking about more and more with clients. And it's an idea I've been calling the magic carpet. And actually, originally when I started talking about it, I called it the chairlift. And I was talking with a client who lived in Colorado. And he was always sort of racing out ahead of himself and planning seven steps ahead for things and sometimes getting things done, but a lot of the time winding up feeling frustrated because he wasn't getting as much done as he could imagine doing. And he always felt behind because in his mind he was seven steps ahead. And I was looking for an analogy to share with him. And I said, it would be like if you were waiting for a chairlift to take you up a mountain to go skiing, but you got bored waiting. So you started walking out ahead of the chairlift. So that when the chairlift came, you weren't in position for it to lift you up, and you wind up having to climb the mountain yourself. Whereas if you just wait for the chairlift, you know, because it's how chairlifts work, that it's going to lift you up and it's going to take you up the mountain with almost no effort on your part. So that metaphor sort of was a metaphor for the present moment. It was a metaphor for what Joe Bailey and Richard Carlson called in their best-selling book of the same name, slowing down to the speed of life. And it was actually on a masterclass that Joe was delivering for Supercoach Academy this year, where he used a similar metaphor to my chairlift, but he talked about the magic carpet. And I loved that because for me, that captured the way that it feels, both when I'm waiting for a fresh idea, when I'm just in the moment, knowing something is going to come to me, something is going to come through me, but I don't know what, and I won't know what until it comes. And so instead of waiting, being when's it coming? Oh, I hate this. Waiting is sort of like waiting for Santa. It's the most exciting thing in the world. It's like, I wonder how I'm going to get out of this mess. I wonder what's going to come to me. I wonder what business idea is going to show up. I wonder what it's going to occur to me to say. I wonder what is going to occur to me to do. And even looking ahead to tomorrow, instead of going through and planning on my day and going, okay, at 3 o'clock I'm doing this and at 4 o'clock I'm doing that, I've got a calendar. It'll tell me what to do. I get to step on that magic carpet first thing in the morning and see where the day will take me. See where the inspirations of the day will take me. See where the fresh thinking of the day will take me. See where the sense of possibility, the field of infinite possibilities will take me throughout the day. And I think the reason that most of us aren't cool with waiting for the moment, we don't want to wait for the chairlift, we don't want to step onto the magic carpet, is we like to think that we can be in control of where we're going. And in a very limited sense, there's a kernel of truth in that. There's a grain of truth in the sense that you absolutely can sort of set yourself in a direction. And if you keep moving in that direction, there's a very good chance that over time you will get there. But one of my early metaphors for that was like, you know, trying to force your way to a destination is like walking barefoot on a rocky, dry riverbed with a canoe on your head. It's just not efficient, and you might get there, but your feet are going to be really sore and you're going to develop calluses and you're probably not going to really enjoy it. And the next time there's a destination that's even further, you're probably going to have to really psych yourself up to go, if you even do. Whereas if you wait for the river to fill, then you can just put the canoe down, get in the canoe, and let the river take you. Well, that's what the magic carpet is like. If you're willing to let go of needing to be in charge of exactly where you wind up, the magic carpet of the present moment will take you places. It will take you on adventures. It will take you on adventures of the imagination, but it will also take you on adventures in the world. I've lost track of the number of times where I've thought I was on a certain path and I thought I was going someplace, And then the magic carpet turned up and an opportunity turned up, and I just jumped on it. And it took me places I hadn't even dreamt of, even in the midst, by the way, of pursuing a goal. Here's probably my favorite example of how the magic carpet came to take me places, came to uplift me, became my chairlift in pursuit of a goal. When my first book came out back in 2006, called You Can Have What You Want, I really wanted it to be a bestseller. A lot of authors want that. I didn't feel anything unusual about that. But I decided to sort of make a project out of it. And I'd committed a certain amount of money to it, and I decided that I would blog my project. And I had a very rational plan. I used the money to hire a PR firm, and I'd worked all this stuff out. But here's what actually happened. I did a bunch of interviews, and it made no noticeable difference to sales. And then one day, one of my former clients called me and said, "Hey, my uncle would like to meet you." And I went, "Cool, who's your uncle?" And she said, "Well, his name is Johnny Walker, and he hosts a really popular radio show here in the UK. It's the Drive Time show for the BBC. And I was like, "Cool." And she said, "So I've given him a copy of your book, and he was wondering if you could come in and be on the show he's doing this week. It's his next to last show before he retires from this slot. And I think it'll be a lot of fun." I was like, "Great." And so I just hopped on the magic carpet. I just kind of went with what presented itself. It wasn't part of my plan, but it was like, sounded fun, sounded interesting. And sure enough, I met Johnny. He was an absolute gent. He was a lovely man. He invited me back to his home for tea afterwards. I was like, "This is great." And then the red light came on and he kicked in and he said, "So my guest today is Michael Neal. He's another one of these shiny toothed Americans over here to tell us how we should live our lives. Michael, why should anyone listen to a single word you have to say?" Now, fortunately, because I was on the magic carpet, I hadn't prepped the interview. I hadn't given him a list of questions I wanted to be asked with my well-rehearsed answers. I just flowed with what came, and I actually found it funny in the moment. And so I laughed and I said, "Johnny, I'm not on a mission from God here. I've found some things out about life that I found really helpful, and a lot of my clients have found really helpful, and I've put them in my book. And if you'd like me to share them with your listeners, I would love to. And if you don't want me to, I notice you have a didgeridoo player in the corner ready to come in. Why don't we bring him on?" And Johnny loved it, and we went back and forth for a while, and I shared what I think was some pretty useful stuff. And he said to me at the end, he said, "You'll be very surprised at what this does for your book." And sure enough, by the end of that week, I was number one on the UK bestseller list above The Lincoln Lawyer, which later got made into a movie. My book never did. Weird. But the point, and I do have one, is that you can count on the magic carpet. It is 100% reliable, but it's 98% unpredictable where it will take you and how it will get you there. Now, if you want to experiment with the magic carpet, that's even easier. Just wait for it. It's right here. And if you're here, it's like being at the bus stop for the magic carpet, and something will come along. It will either come to you or it will come through you, and you'll be amazed at where it takes you. Have fun, learn heaps, and enjoy the ride. I'll talk with you soon.